whether state legislators should bring the issue to a vote. Advocates of the legislation say such a law is long overdue in Illinois, which is one of only two states that haven't passed some form of the statute. Among the counties that will be having the concealed carry advisory referendum are Crawford, Cumberland, Effingham, and Woodford. Some Champaign City staff members want to provide local leaders with a course of action for dealing with vacant buildings. A report going before the Champaign City Council tomorrow night doesn't contain specifics as far as deadlines for compliance or fines, but attempts to illustrate the health and safety hazards associated with abandoned properties. Champaign Neighborhood Services Director Kevin Jackson suggests council members take their time to look at the plan and refine details based on what the staffing impact would be.
We simply just outlined probably some definite components or categories of what an ordinance might include, but we have not. There are some very specific details that we would need to follow up on to turn it into an actual policy to be presented to City Council for approval should they decide after discussion that they would like to move forward.
The city has initiated property enforcement procedures on a total of 155 vacant commercial and residential buildings cited in the report. But Jackson notes it doesn't take into account other vacancies brought on by foreclosures and the current housing crisis. Some of the warnings contained in the report include the likelihood of arson and unattended fires in such buildings. Jackson says by establishing such an ordinance, the city could also avoid some of the expenses incurred by inspecting and re-inspecting those properties. Illinois' public pension systems are trying to calm nervous participants as Wall Street continues its erratic performance. Sean Crawford reports.
As personal investment portfolios are struggling because of the ups and downs of the stock market, state pension funds are also taking a hit. The managers of systems for teachers, university employees, and state workers have released a joint statement to reassure both retirees and those still paying in. The message points out state government pensions are constitutionally protected, meaning beneficiaries will get paid even if the funds lose money. Eva Golterman with the Teachers Retirement System says while some recent shifting of investments was made to minimize risk in the tumultuous market, the focus remains on the future.
The Teachers Retirement System has structured its investment portfolio to effectively weather down markets and market declines over the long term.
The Teachers Retirement System, whose participants include teachers outside the city of Chicago, suffered an overall loss in the last fiscal year that ended in June. It's yet to show how it's being impacted by recent volatility in its investments. All of Illinois' government pension funds are indicating lower returns are likely due to the overall market conditions. I'm Sean Crawford.
Indiana University researchers will take part in a government effort to reduce online identity theft and financial fraud. The IU Center for Applied Cybersecurity Research is joining the federal government and private organizations in the new Center for Applied Identity Management Research. IU Center Director Fred Cates says their goal is to research ways to protect people's identity that cut down on cybercrime and don't interfere with personal privacy. He says universities already do a lot of research on cybercrimes, but the research isn't well-focused and may not be helpful to the federal government. Now, he says, government and private agencies can turn to the center and give researchers real-life problems to tackle. It's 4:33.
WILL programming is made possible by Tires Plus Total Car Care, located at Prospect and Market View in Champaign. Tires Plus provides complete car repair and maintenance. More information is available at 366-3201.
We had mostly cloudy skies across central Illinois today, although there were partly sunny skies here in the eastern part of the state, and there were a few sprinkles developing early afternoon, mostly west of the Illinois River. Temperatures reached to the mid to upper 70s by mid-afternoon, some higher readings south of I-70. A cold front will push southeast across the Mississippi Valley tonight and early Tuesday. Before becoming nearly stationary from the Ohio Valley to Oklahoma, the front will be accompanied by scattered showers, best chances across Missouri and Iowa. Better rain chances will develop tomorrow night and Wednesday as low pressure develops across the plains and moves northeast across the Midwest. Cooler temperatures will spread across the Midwest behind this front, except near the Ohio River. However, the arrival of a second front later in the week will bring even cooler air for the entire region. Looking at the Champaign-Urbana area weather forecast, meteorologist Ed Kieser is predicting mostly cloudy skies for tonight, the low around 60. Southerly winds, south to southwest winds, that is, at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, a chance of a few passing showers, the high 72. West-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy tomorrow night, chance of a few showers, the low 54. Periods of rain Wednesday, the high around 70. We have 77 degrees right now outside Campbell Hall in Urbana. I'm Jim Meadows for AM 580 News at 4:35.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Over America's relatively brief history, 42 individuals have served as president, but the names of the hundreds who sought the office and lost are often forgotten. This week, we bring you contenders, portraits of some of the most groundbreaking and unusual presidential candidates from elections past. Today, Victoria Woodhull. In 1872, at a time when most women couldn't even vote, Woodhull became the first woman in American history.